Listen, the Tkachuks, as we all know, one of the great hockey families, yourself, 18-year NHL career, 500 goals, over 1,000 points, member of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. When you look at all the titles that you hold, whether it's, you know, for U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame, career numbers, etc., where does Hockey Dad fit for you?
Hockey Dad, and I think just Dad in general, is number one. There's no question about it. It's nothing better than, you know, watching a game where your kids are playing in, no matter what sport it is, no matter what level it is. It's a lot of fun. So right now, having two boys playing in the NHL, it's been a lot of fun. It really has. It's stressful at times, but, we're enjoying it. We really are.
How stressful was this offseason with Brady's contract situation? You know, Matthew had a good time with it in Chicago, but brought up a really interesting point, which is, you know, this is a tight-knit family, and we do things collectively here. Was this stressful for the entire family?
Well, I don't share Matthew's enthusiasm on the subject, but at the end of the day, it's Brady's life. I think, you know, anytime you're going through negotiations of this magnitude, you know, or at some points lack of negotiations, it was tough. It really was. But, you know, you have to be a parent first. You have to, you know, try to guide your son into what, you know, to make a good decision. And he's obviously represented by, you know, the best, in my opinion, is Newport. So, you know, Matthew had his way of dealing with things with Brady, and, you know, Brady always looks for Matthew for advice, and same with me. And sometimes you just got to hold your ground, but at the end of the day, you want to play. And deep down, everybody who knows Brady, he wanted to be back there. He didn't want to miss camp. And, you know, that's the unfortunate part. You wish it was done a little bit sooner, but stuff like that happens, and deadlines. The deadline was probably the most important one, was the start of the season. But he's back there now. He's happy. He loves being with his teammates. He loves the staff. He loves playing in Ottawa. And he knows deep down that they're going to do whatever it takes to try to, you know, get to the next level, because they do have the pieces right now, even though they're awfully young.
Was this a matter of Brady at the end just saying, enough is enough, I just want to play, let's just get this deal done? Or is that an oversimplification?
No, I mean, Brady, you know, didn't indicate to me that he was, you know, I'm sure he was getting a little stressed because he misses his teammates. But, you know, it takes two to tango, and I think both sides realized it's, you know, if he wasn't going to go, I think both sides came to their senses and to get a deal done, because if you don't get a deal done, now you're not looking at the next couple of days. You're probably looking at, you know, closer to December 1, and I don't think that helps either party.
Being joined by Keith Tkachuk, hockey legend, 18 years in the NHL, 1,000 points, member of the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. You know, we were all looking for, I mean, you must have followed this and seen how everyone was discussing Brady's situation. We're trying to find, you know, parallels between, you know, your career and what Brady is going through. And something that I kept coming back to was, you know, you signed an offer sheet in 95 with the Chicago Blackhawks. And I was wondering all summer long, was offer sheet a direction that was ever entertained by Brady, Newport, the Tkachuks in this entire situation?
No. You know, it's funny when you look at this whole, the speculation was the funniest part. Some of the crap that was coming out, like some of this stuff that was coming out, made zero sense. And obviously being Brady's dad, I knew what everything was happening. It wasn't even close to what the media was suggesting. So no, there was no talk of that. And I didn't hear anything of that. And Brady's going to probably ask me for my advice before anybody else. So, and he never asked me about that. So,
listen, Keith, there's the kids, and then there's you. And I want to talk about some of the things that you were involved in, as a player. And I think that I really feel that history hasn't been kind to 1996 and the World Cup. We always look at 1987 and that Canada Cup, and specifically here in Canada, we always say that was the best hockey ever played. And I remember watching that, and I still think to this day that that was some of the best hockey I've ever seen in my life, period. I think 96 was great, too. Like, I would put 96 right in there as well. And listen, there was a performance of the ages for Mike Richter. That whole U.S. team that you were a part of were fantastic. I won't forget, you know, Guerin versus Primo and Tkachuk versus Shanahan. That was a special moment as well. But when you look back at that 1996 World Cup, what comes to Big Walt's mind right away?
Well, you know, that's something I wish, you know, the NHL and you know, would do more often, because I think it was an incredible tournament. And I remember back in the day when, you know, the Canadians with Mario Lemieux, you know, scoring the winning goal against, you know, Russia. I mean, that's what you want. I think it's great hockey. You put all the best players together. I know the opportunity is going to present itself in the Olympics, but I think if you can do the World Cup every few years, I think it'd be great for hockey. Now, I know there's a lot of countries that can't really, you know, service a team as good as Canada or USA or Russia or Sweden or Finns, but I think it's great for the game of hockey to grow the game. But I had a great experience with that 96 team. You know, that was kind of we had a lot of young guys that obviously, you know, dating back to the 1980 Olympic team were the reason why we were playing at that point, because of those guys. So, we had a good team, solid group, did a lot of good things together, and it was a heck of a series, 2 out of 3, and winning 2 games in a row up in Montreal. A lot of people didn't give us a chance to even accomplish that, and we did it.
Well, the first game, wasn't the first game an overtime game too, the Philadelphia game?
Yeah, I think it was Eisenman who scored the game winner. They had replay back then. You know, I'm assuming that goal wouldn't come because it was like 3 zones offside, but whatever. It was just one of those things where, you know, you didn't expect to lose that game like that, especially in Philadelphia where the place was crazy. But yeah, it was a fun series. It was a fun tournament overall, and I had a blast.
I remember Calle Johansson was really good in that tournament for Sweden. I remember he was just outstanding for that squad. You know, international hockey is fat, and this is an international year, as we all know, and we have our fingers crossed that everyone's safe and healthy enough to go to Beijing and to get the Olympics off in time, and everyone stays safe. Whether it's, you know, you playing at the World Juniors, whether it's you playing in Albertville, which is for many people, you know, the first time that they would have seen you play, which would have been 92. When you look back at some of those other World Junior Championships in 91 or 92, or the Olympics in 1992, what jumps back to your mind? I mean, 91 was the first time I ever saw you play personally. And I remember, like, what was that game against Norway? You won like 20-2 or something like that. I remember thinking, like, what is it going to feel like playing in a game like that? What are your memories from that Saskatchewan tournament? And if you remember that Norway tilted rink game at all, like, what's it like playing in a game like that?
Well, you know, I didn't really know much about the World Juniors before this whole tournament. You know, it wasn't as big as it was in Canada. And I think the big thing about going to that tournament up in Saskatoon was, you know, the big thing was Eric Lindros was going to play. And I'd never seen him play, you know, in the U.S. We didn't have access to games up like they do nowadays. So that was the big thing. Oh, can't wait to see Lindros. Can't wait to play against him. I heard this guy's a giant, and he was everything that, you know, was made out to be, and it was fun playing against him. But that was a fun tournament, and just see the crowd and what Canada, playing in Canada, meant to the World Juniors. And that was a lot of fun playing the Olympics. Anytime you put on from the U.S., the USA jersey, or if you're from Canada, Canadian jersey, it means a lot. You take a lot of pride in that. And I really enjoyed, even dating back to my kids, too, playing for USA at the National Team Development Program, being in the U18s or playing in the Five Nations, or them playing in the World Juniors. You know, I've been very blessed to be able to play in these and then watch my kids play and scout some of these events. And it's great hockey. I think it's great for all these young kids, you know, both boys and girls, to play in these tournaments and showcase themselves and try to win a gold medal.
You know, I was saying this to, and we're joined by Keith Tkachuk. You know, I was saying this to Andy Strickland on the program yesterday. We were talking about St. Louis-born hockey players, and I can still distinctly remember when Cam Janssen first played with the Guelph Storm of the OHL. I remember watching Guelph that season and saying, who's this kid from St. Louis? And then it seemed, Keith, like 5 minutes later, there's like a dozen kids in the OHL that are all playing from St. Louis. And all of a sudden, that market pops. as a hotbed where players are getting developed. Now, I know a lot of, you know, former players stayed. I mean, I know that Al MacInnis was a big one as well. But are there a couple of reasons why you can point to St. Louis as now this big hotbed of hockey development that's starting a pathway to the NHL?
Well, I mean, like you said before, it's a lot of alumni have put a lot of time and effort into making this a success. And then you add on what the Blues are doing both on and off the ice. I think it helps trickle down. And a lot of guys have learned to love to live in here. It's an easy place to live. And guys have fallen in love with it and staying here, raising kids here and putting a lot of time into helping not just their own but other kids live their dreams. And it's a lot of fun. I mean, we have a young girl who's playing up in Wisconsin. I think she might be one of the leading scorers in the country, and McKenna Webster. So we got a lot of kids playing Division I hockey, a lot of kids playing junior hockey, and then obviously we got some guys playing in the NHL, which is great. And that's not your goal when you're coaching these teams. Your goal is to just to keep these guys playing and having fun. And if you can get a kid to, you know, a college and get a full scholarship, you know, that's enough for me. That means more to me than it is a kid playing in the NHL. It really does. So We're fortunate that these kids wanted to put the work in too. I mean, there's no, without them putting the work in, you know, this, but it's great. It's small, like Cam Jansen, tough kid. I mean, he was a great kid. The Stassi boys, Weidman, we can go on and on. There's a lot of kids, Ramirez. There's a lot of kids that put their footprint in the ground for these kids, like my son, my boys, Matthew and Brady. So it's been a lot of fun. I really enjoy watching these kids. I follow these kids. I want to see these kids all do well. And, you know, we're living the dream as parents.
You know, there's a lot of hockey dads that I talk to, American hockey dads, who will say, you know, I want my kid to have the Canadian experience, to know what it's like to play with a Canadian NHL team, but then I want them to come back. Like, I want them to come back to play in the United States. You have two boys that are playing, one in Ottawa, as we know, and one playing in Calgary as well. They're getting the Canadian experience and everything that comes along with it, both positive and negative. Are you a hockey dad that says, have the Canadian experience, but then come home? Or are you a hockey dad that says, just go play in a market that fits you?
Well, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, you play where you're supposed to play. I mean, that's just the way things happen for a reason. You get drafted by a Canadian, that's the way it goes. I mean, my boys both enjoy playing. Now, it is stressful at times when you're not winning and everything's magnified. But, you know, all in all, I think they really have enjoyed it and really embraced it and really been good in their communities where they're playing. So there is, you know, anytime a parent gets involved and says you want to do this or do that, I think it's just wrong. You don't let the cards fall where they fall, and things will happen for a reason.
How's travel for mom and dad now?
Well, we're empty nesters now, so this is crazy. So we're gone quite a bit with my scouting, going to watch college games and trying to mix in to see the boys play and see my daughter. So it's been a lot of fun. We're like I said, we really love watching our kids play sports, no matter what sport it is. So we're enjoying ourselves. But, you know, having them with the pandemic home quite a bit was really nice. But, you know, now that they're back at work, we miss them quite a bit. But we're going to enjoy watching them on TV.
You mentioned your scouting work. And when you think back to when you played to playing right now, some of the things are obvious, like the skating is obvious, the pace, all that, some of the individual skill sets. I'm curious about what are the things that you see as similar, like what doesn't change in hockey for your estimation? Like a lot of the skills have changed, the pace has changed, all of it. But going back to when you were in your early 20s, for example, what is still essentially the same, Keith? Because you've seen it all and experienced most of it.
Well, I mean, the compete, I think, of the guys, it's fun to watch. I mean, like you said, the game is faster. The game is better. There are better players. There's better goaltending. These guys make high-end plays that I couldn't even dream about doing in practice. Never, you know, not even in a game that you guys are doing between the legs and making these high-end plays. But I think, you know, back when I played, the game was a little different. There was a little more accountability. And, you know, I think the game is smart by going away from that a little bit, but you still need some of that, and you still need some of that toughness, which I think is great for hockey and great for the fans. But The game is good. I'm telling you, Gary Bettman has done a heck of a job. This game is as good as anything. When you got McDavid, Austin Matthews, and I love the fact that you're seeing more and more Americans playing, not just from, you know, the three main states back when I was growing up, you know, Massachusetts and Michigan and Minnesota. Now you're seeing guys from all over the United States. And, you know, when you get a guy like Austin Matthews coming from Arizona and putting up the numbers he's putting up, and guys from Texas with the Jones family, and it's really neat to see Patrick Kane. You know, it's just awesome. I love the game, and the game is, especially if the guys go to the Olympics, I think it's going to be great for hockey in general and great for the sport. And now with the TV contracts and all these things, it's the arenas. I mean, and the way these guys, I've been on a couple of dad trips. Boy, these guys are treated pretty well. I guess that's one thing that has changed since I played. I remember commercial flights, you know, back when I was in Winnipeg. I mean, now that's unheard of, you know. So that's some of the things that have changed, I guess, off the ice. And the money is obviously going in the right direction. So it's fun. It's fun for these kids. These kids deserve it. They put a lot of time and effort into it. And it's a fun game to watch.
It really is. And, you know, the game is in such a wonderful place right now. I think we're all of the same mind about that. Can it be massaged? Yeah, absolutely. I still like that there's room in the game, Keith, for players that played the way that you did. Now, I know the era has changed, and so we're not going to see four-hour games anymore. But I still think that hockey is one of those games where when you look at what goes into a hockey player, skating, shooting, passing, vision, all those kinds of things, like, to me, toughness is still in there. And that just might just be, you know, getting hammered in the corner and coming out for your next shift. Like, that's still tough. Blocking a shot is still tough. I still like that skill set is still very much necessary in the game. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I think you need that. Like I said, there's got to be accountability out there, and you're going to play physical. That's the way the game should be played. Now, you know, you got to make sure there's so many camera angles. You can't get away with a lot of stuff out there. If you can keep it clean and fair and sticking up for your teammates, you still need that. I mean, I'm some of these rivalries now with Florida and Tampa Bay, and, you know, I love still seeing that. I mean, last year with the, you know, pandemic, all the Canadian teams playing against each other, seeing some of the rivalries coming back, and it's fun for the game. I think all four divisions are solid divisions, especially out east, so it's great for the game. You need to be physical. You're seeing what, you know, some of these teams can do late in the season in the playoffs. I mean, Tampa Bay, they can play multiple ways, but it's fun to watch. It really is. I think it's great for the game, and we need that physical side of the game.
We do indeed. Listen, Keith, it's always great catching up. Thanks so much for parking time for me today. It's much appreciated. Great to see Brady back in the mix. I loved his little celebration, Frank the Tank dance there too, when he was introduced to the crowd. That's a nice little touch. A lot of personality in the Tkachuk family, so we should probably be used to it by now. Keith, thanks so much for stopping by. All the best to you and your boys.
Thanks, Jeff. We're glad Brady's finally off the books now.
He's gone. No more. Hey, Dad, I'm a little tapped out for the weekend. Can you wire me a couple of bucks? Nah, you're just fine, kid.
No, you're just fine. Thanks. Well, thanks for having me, Jeff.
All right. All the best. There he is, Keith Tkachuk.